we make so many brachas a day, 100 brachas a day. And people go on life, we're always in a rush. I'm talking myself also. We all have the same desire. The human being today's time, in 2024, we are living in a life rush. To make a bracha with kavana, the olam haba you're going to get is impossible to imagine. And what it takes? A little slower. The secret of all success, of all brachas, a little slower. If you don't rush, anybody can have kavana if you don't rush. I'll start off with a story. Rav Lev Bakst was a big tzaddik. He was nifter many years ago. Not too long ago, maybe 15, I don't know, what's 10. There's a story with him, and it's a very beautiful story. When he was a boy, a bachur in Europe, he says he was going in a train area, it was called Lev, and he saw the Chafetz Chaim. Saw the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was there, couldn't believe it. And the way he was, either he helped try to get suitcases, but in the end result, somehow he spoke to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said to him, "What's your name?" He said, "Lev, what about?" He says, "Well, you're going to yeshiva." He's like, "What?" Young boy, maybe 13, what it was. He's going to yeshiva, 12, 13. He's going, he says, and then he tells him two powerful lines. He says, "This sorrow is going to come in Klai Yisrael. Some very bad things are coming to Klai Yisrael. If you're careful with your brachas and you say it with kavana, you'll be saved from all sorrows of this earth. Everything. Saved from everything if you do it." He got such inspiration. The Chafetz Chaim is telling him the secret of being saving you from World War II. And we can be saved also from all the wars of today also. This thing is an etzah for us right now. He said, "What do you do?" He's decided to start. Hey, this little boy, he told the boys, the people in the yeshiva, I'm sure. And anyway, he did this for years. What did he do? Baruch is thank, praise. Atah you, Hashem, the boss of the world. Master, look at the sky, master of the world, runs everything. Master of the world, was, is, will be if you could. Elokeinu means our Hashem that runs every move in life. Melech is king, ha'olam of the world. Shakoil, everything, the Abid Varo is from his word. Boire, he created pri, it's fruits of the tree. Boire, pri adamo, he created fruits of the ground. Hamoitzi lechem, takes out bread from the earth. A little slow, I timed it, they timed me in the class. I said, okay, time me. I think one time I did it 11 seconds, one time I did 9 seconds with kavana. If you take your look, use the broughton, you'll see it takes less, maybe about 10 seconds. Every bracha, first one, al-michi, will take a little longer, but in the first, you look inside. In 10 seconds, you'll get olam haba. 10 seconds, you'll be safe from wars and all tzaras. 10 seconds. So this boy started, this slave started. World War II came, he says, "I went from Europe, I went to Russia, I went to Japan, I went everywhere thrown in. I was saved from the Holocaust. I came to America." And many, many years he started, he was a Rosh Yeshiva of Detroit, and he was very famous, big Rosh Yeshiva. She had children, grandchildren, great, and he lived, Baruch Hashem, to about 90 years old. And he said the zechus of his life, and bracha was from bracha. Look at the word. You want bracha, you can have bracha right here. We're already now with person mechazik, so I'm being careful with the mouth, lashon hara. Now the mouth is pure, you're going to go say a bracha. Wow! Abisha says, "My children, you create malachim with a bracha. A little bracha, you make another, you're a malach. Make one little move, a malach." And that's this slave back said, "My biggest achus was because of learning, because of making brachas with kavana." There was a, in World War I, there was a war between Russia and Germany. The German soldiers used to come into Russia, in the country, and attack from the country inside. And many times when nobody was around, they banged on doors, steal whatever they could. If they didn't give them the money, they would kill them. And there were a lot of Yidden. I think it was 2 million. There was a lot of Yidden in Russia at that time. And one day they knock on, three German soldiers knock on a door, and they answer right now, or the father answers quickly, because they're not, who knows, they're gonna, and they said, "Give us all your money now, or we're going to kill." He says, the father said, "I already gave all the money, somebody else came in, other soldiers, and we gave it everything, we have nothing." He says, "That's not an answer. I'm going to start killing if you don't give me something." Meanwhile, there's a boy, Shlemi, his real name, he was on the side of the house, he was able to run out of the house. He was trying to see, does any help? Nobody could help, he was going crazy, he was about 8 years old. Where's my family, they're going to die, who knows? And meanwhile, in this family house, he says, yeah, they have the guns, and it's scary. And the father says, "I have nothing." And he says, "Okay," he has an idea. He turns to his son, he says, "Bring me a cup of water. A cup of water." And the German soldier, "What? Okay, you want to die after the war? After you drink, I'll kill you." He takes the cup of water, and he makes a bracha slow with kavana. Baruch atah Hashem, thank you Hashem, master of the world. Elokeinu Hashem, that runs everything. Melech ha'olam, king of the world. Shakoil. Everything the Abed Varo is from his word. And right after, moments, there was a grenade that blew up in front of the house. What was that? The German soldier got scared. Let's get out of here. We can't forget about this family. They ran out of the house. And the kids are looking at the father. What'd you do? You saved our family. It didn't even make sense. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was right. I thought of the words. Taich. Meanwhile, the Shlomi was over there, was scared for hours. He didn't come home. He thought they were dead. He came back later. He couldn't believe it. They're alive. What happened? Tati saved everybody's life with a bracha. Shlomi was so inspired. What? From one bracha, saved the entire family from every tzar? How could it be? He decided, he said the story over. He got older. He was mechazik in brachas. And he became one of the gedolim of the world. He was the son of a Rebbe. He was nifter at 90, about 90. About 20 years ago, he was nifter. And he said the story. He was a big, he was an Adam Gadol. He wrote tzvar. He said, bracha! That's why my whole family was alive. Everybody lived from one bracha once. Your bracha can save us of all the tzaras that are happening now. If we had enough people saying brachas with kavana, see what's happening in Eretz Yisrael? The tzaras will go away. No shilas about it, because the word bracha means blessing. Right now, there's a lot of tzaras. We need to turn the tzaras into bracha. And now we're in a zman of mamish gula. We can do it. A little move, a little effort. So Maisa was brought. I think it was in the book of from Baltimore. He writes for him in Baltimore. There was another one, Rebbe. Forgot his name. He writes in his books in this story.
Spiro?
Yeah, Rabbi Spiro. This Rabbi Spiro, he said the story in his book. It's an amazing story. I think it was out of the whole book. It was kedai to get this book just for the story. He said there was somebody who was a taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael. Not a taxi, it's called a sherut. The six people was like a big car. What sherut means, a lot of people come together and the driver drives you to all the places. Usually in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of places are in one place. And each one gives them $30. So they came into the taxi. Everybody was from except for the taxi driver. Okay, come in. Middle of the way, there's a knock on the window. Hello, anybody want to buy ices? The driver says, I want. He gives him some shekel, gives him the ices, and he starts eating the ices. Opens wrap, no bracha. The guy that's sitting him, the man that's sitting next to him, he was a big makarv person, and he says, I got to get him to make a bracha. Taxi dinahag? And he says in Hebrew, could you make a bracha? He goes, no. You know, everybody who comes to the taxi wants me to do things, no. Now, I thought maybe we'll stop at that point. This guy is not stopping. Why not? He had nothing to lose. He waits. And he says, Nahag. He says, you know what a bracha is? A bracha is so beautiful. You make greatness. Actually, the Rashba says, every time you make a bracha, you cause bracha to yourself, family, the whole world. He says, make a bracha. It's so nice. And he sees the taxi driver is not receptive. So he says, okay, I'll give you money for the ices. I'll give you $2. Here, I'll give you $2. Make a bracha for $2. Oh, the taxi, you want money? You want to deal money? Give me your passenger. Passenger's $30. If you give me $30 right now, 100 shekel, I'll make the bracha. Now, he didn't have it. He looked in his pocket. All right, he gave up. Meanwhile, the other five, six people in the back, let's put the money together. They got the money together. He said, here, here. All of a sudden, he's up to the last piece of ices, and he says, Nahag, we got the money. Wow. Oh. And he says, okay. And he says, I don't know how to make a bracha. He never made a bracha in his life. Right away, they explained the bracha. They said, to really Baruch Atah, it takes it, makes it. And they all scream, Amen! Six, seven people, the whole taxi, whoo, shaking. He's like, take the money. And he throws the money. I don't want the money. Take it back. I don't want it. And the guy who's sitting next to him said, what a story. Six people answering Amen to a bracha that he never made in his life. Who knows what he's going to get? Okay. The next few years, the one who was just sitting next to him spoke in different shurim, different chizik. One day, a few years later, a bacher's there, going like this, nodding his head. Oh, you know the story? He said, yeah. How do you know the story? He said, I heard it many times. Many times? From who? I heard it from my father. Your father? Who's your father? My father's the taxi driver. It's his favorite story. You understand what happened? The bracha was able to inspire him to change his life. One bracha. His kid is a film kid now in yeshiva. Maybe his whole family's from one bracha. Who knows what you're doing in Shemayim? When you make that one bracha in Shemayim, who knows what you're doing to the world? The world becomes a different world in Shemayim. You're causing great things to happen up there, coming down here. And who knows if that bracha will make the Ebesh say, I'll bring my children back. Who knows? One little bracha. All you need is one bracha. This goes back over maybe 100 years, over 100 years ago. There was a sickness called tuberculosis. Very, very big sakana. The person coughs blood. It was very, very bad, and it was contagious, and it was a horrible death a person had. And there was a man that had it. It's going back in the early like 1920s in Europe, and it was Sakanas Nefashis. And not only that, they used to put him in a building, used to put you in a building, quarantine, in the building itself, you for sure died. And he was very broken. He had a family, children. And he went to a gadol. And he went over to the gadol and asked him, what should I do? Now he went there, while he was there, he went, stayed far away. I think it's contagious only if the liquid or the thing comes in on you. So he stayed far away, maybe had a mask. And he started, while he was there, he started coughing blood. That's the symptom. He was coughing blood, and he mamish coughing for 10 minutes. And Rebbe, please, I'm going to die. Help me. Give me a bracha to live. I'm going to be testing. The doctor's going to be checking to see if I have it. If not, they're going to put me in this room. Please, is there anything? And the Rav says, yeah, there is an Eitzah I can give you. If you follow it, Abishah can give you a refuah from it. What? And he said something important. He says, from this moment, every single bracha that you make from your mouth, that's your throat. Your throat is the tuberculosis. Every bracha you make, say it with kavana. Think of the taich of the bracha. Baruch, thank, praise. I tell you, Hashem, master of the world, was, is, will be, Elokeinu, Hashem, Melech, king, ha'olam of the world. Shehakol, that everything the Eved Varo is from his word. Or Boire, he created mine types of bizainais, foods. Or Boire, he created fruits of the tree. Or Boire, priadama, he created fruits of the ground. Think of the type. You want a bench? Use a bench like nowadays we say the English one. Al-Mikhe, English. Every bracha, benching, and also Shemona Ezra. If you do that, the bracha will save your life and you'll get healed. He walked out of there. He said he had a mission. Came home right away. And his wife was like, what's going on? He says, I have a job. And from that moment, he worked on himself. And he knew that every bracha is sakonis nefashis. If he misses one, it could mean that's it. He did this, I think it was a day or so before he had the appointment. And a little healing, a little better. His blood stopped getting a little less. And he was davening Hashem, please, and the zuchus, help me, help me. And he went to check for the doctor. He comes in, I think it was a day or two later, 2 days. He comes in, the doctor's a tough doctor. They want to check if he has it. They're going to put him in the room. And he starts coughing. Cough! And he coughs. And he says, open your mouth here, whatever. He starts checking him, checking and checking. And he tells him, you're a lucky man. He says, you're sick, but you don't have this thing. It means if you have the sick, the flu is one thing, but this, he says, you're okay. He couldn't believe it. It was a nice mamish galui. He was mamish excited. He said, I don't believe it. Bracha, and think about it, it makes sense even b'teva. What the word bracha mean? A bracha means a blessing. So doesn't it make sense if you think about it with own pasha svara, pasha thinking, when a person makes a blessing, don't you think blessing is going to come back at him? So people wonder, so what do you mean? I make so many blessings a day, how come I don't get the blessing? Because you're not thinking. If you go to somebody and he says, I want to give you a blessing that you should have great, you want to be rich. And while you're saying it, you're thinking about, where am I going to go to the bank? Oh, you say, and you're thinking about something else. That's not a blessing. The blessing is the person gives himself. So when you give a blessing, then you say thank you to Hashem, a bracha to Hashem. Hashem says, I'll put it right back at you. And the next story is an amazing story. I used to know the name of the Rav. He's a Choshev Big Talmid Chacham. I think my Rav Maimon, I don't remember the last name. It's brought, Rav David Asher said the story, and he has it in his books. It's really a powerful story. And amazing story also. It was a somebody who, it's two ways of saying the story, but there was somebody who was very, he was in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, and he was very successful. Right away, he was learning part of the day, working, and he became very rich fast, like a millionaire fast. And he was a Talmud of Chacham Abba Tzion Ben Shaul. Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. One of the big Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, Svarik Gedolim. And he wanted it also. He had spoken to Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and he tells him like this, all I could tell you was that the richness comes because of the bracha, of the way he makes brachas. So one guy in the yeshiva was very curious to find out what he meant. And he went to his office. He said, I think learned part of the day and then had part of the day learning. And he went to see his office that he was, and he made an appointment. And he comes in, and he says, oh, he recognized him. He knows him from the yeshiva because he's always come to the yeshiva a lot. And he says, well, how much you want? Can I give you money? What do you need? What do you need? He tells him, he gave him a cup of tea. And he says, where's your tea? So the bacher, whatever, was the man who was in the yeshiva, asked this rich man, where's your cup of tea? Oh, no, I don't drink cup of tea. He said, why not? And then like he's quiet. He says, no, I don't eat or drink in the work. He says, why not? And like he's pushing him. He tells him, the truth is because I need to have more kavana. And I can't do it in the work. I can't concentrate enough. He says, you can't close the door and lock it. And all of a sudden he stops. The guy stops. And he gets up. And he says, I don't need anything. He says, wait, I'll give you a check. I don't need any of your money. I know what to do. He goes home. It's an amazing story. He goes home. From that moment, the guy was so inspired. He says, I know exactly what to do. Every single bracha, he started saying it with tremendous kavanah. Tremendous. He knew exactly the secret. And he did. And he became very rich, maybe much richer than the first person. He became so rich that he was giving money everywhere. And one day, this is where how we found out the story. This Rav who was saying the story over, he went to get money to collect. And he comes to collect and he says, I want to make money, I need buildings, I need money. He says, Rabbi, you want money? Yes, I'm collecting. He says, I'll tell you what to do. And he tells him this story. How he became rich because he listened, he saw that what this guy did, he says, you machazik the yeshiva. To make brachas with kavanah, the whole yeshiva, I think it was Beis Medrash, Koil, whatever it was, you will have so much money in the yeshiva, you won't have any problems. And he gave him such a chidah. This Rav was a chashav Rav, a big time chacham, big adam chashav ma'ayid, Rosh Yeshiva. He came back inspired. He gave a big shmuz to the entire yeshiva. I want everybody now. We need money for the yeshiva. He said a little while later, two brothers from Mexico, very rich brother, says, we want to give buildings. Millions and millions of dollars. Not 1 million. And he showed him the place, and within a little while, he said, they don't even know, he told me, he said, the Rav said, I don't even know where that came from. Within a little while, millions of dollars came into the yeshiva's hands. They were able to buy big buildings, and then another person said, I want to pay for the Aron HaKodesh. From where? He said, they were so successful money, and he wrote this in the introduction to his book, his Sefer. I have to find to remember the name of the Rav. And he wrote this also, the story, a little bit about that the money came flowing like nothing when everybody's mechazik. And really now, everybody wants bracha in the life, especially now with all money is getting very tight because everything is going up in price and all. What can we do? We have a bracha of the koyach of being Chafetz Chaim, koyach of mitzvahs and all kinds of learning Torah and davening. But we have something else in our hand. It's mea brachas a day, 100 brachas a day that we say. The bracha is going to give you bracha. You want bracha back? You do bracha to the Eibishter, the bracha will come back at you, meet the kinegan me. It's logical also. How can it be that you make 100 brachas with full kavana, the Eibishter doesn't give bracha? It can't be, but Be'ez Hashem, that's what happens. It could be sometimes, as Taipa used to say, oh, where's the certain bracha? He says, my bracha, I have Chaim Kenev, you have some, maybe Abisha gives you children that are the gedoyle of the world. Could be, that's the bracha also. You're right. But many times, the midah comes with money. But you're going to have bracha. So I give everybody a bracha myself, that everybody should mechazik bracha, including myself. Don't think there's nobody on this world doesn't need chizik on bracha. There is nobody on this earth. Nobody. Everybody always needs chizik because the Yetzirah is pushing, go, go, move. And the biggest advice I will give you and myself, if any advice, I don't care if you're 95 years old and 110 or you're 5 years old, it's the same advice. A little slower. 10 seconds, bracha. Another half a minute for Al-Michi Bar Nefashis. Another minute or two for benching. Another 3 minutes, 2 minutes for Shemona Esrei. It's going to be a different life. Your life will be totally different in a little moments. And your next world will be unbelievable. You won't even, in your dreams, you can't even fathom your Olam Haba. You can't imagine how much greatness. And Be'ez Hashem, the bracha, together with all the other zechusim, will be zeichet to see Mashiach b'mehir meinu. Amen. Don't forget to hit the follow button and share it with others.